Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Eve.
And time again for the Christmas Sing with Bing, presented by the Insurance Company of North America as a tribute to the more than 20,000 independent agents and brokers who represent INA.
Yes, Ken, and as always, affectionately dedicated by INA to the happiness and security of families everywhere.
Including our good friends in Canada. Christmas Sing with Bing is heard across the country, Alaska and Hawaii, over the CBS radio network, and throughout the world, over the Voice of America and the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Happy holiday, happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Oh, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it's the big night again. Isn't it magnificent?
Oh, Bing, Christmas is for children.
Well, we are children for the night, aren't we, Ken?
That's what I mean.
I know that's what you meant.
And Bing, may I say, you don't look a year older than you did last Christmas Eve.
Oh, I'd be very grateful if you would. Oh, I'll tell you something, Ken. Christmas time is a great rejuvenator, isn't it?
Yes, sir, and I'm for it.
Oh, everybody's for Christmas, and Christmas is for everybody. In fact, Christmas is for all. It's for children, grown-ups, dogs, cats, even our parakeets.
I know, our bird cage is really decorated this year.
Why not?
All of God's children are basking in the benefits of the season.
As it should be, too. And Ken, do you realize this makes our seventh Christmas sing, our seventh Christmas get-together for INA?
7 years? Mm-hmm. Golly, it doesn't seem that long.
Oh, yes, Ken, but look back, think back. You'll see it makes seven.
Well, that's right, Bing.
So tonight I think we should get in a mellow mood, sort of, you know, sentimental, don't you think, Ken?
Oh, definitely. After all, we've been singing together here with people from around the world for all these years, and we have some wonderful friends and neighbors dropping in to sing with us again tonight.
I'm glad you mentioned singing, Kenneth, because that's what we're here for. So stand back, let's launch the first carol before we lose our enthusiasm. Joy to the World. All you carolers out there now, joy to the world. And if you don't mind, I'll take the solo part. I like to grab one, you know, while I'm still fresh. Okay?
It's okay by me.
Okay, then join me, whoever and wherever you are, on this Christmas Eve. And that includes Paul Weston and the Norman Luboff Choir. Everybody sing out now.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing,
and heaven and nature sing,
and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
All right, everybody now in the family key, please.
Joy to the world,
the Lord is come.
Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing,
and heaven and nature sing,
and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Ah, that was a rouser, Bing. A fitting opening for this wonderful night.
Yes, it's a night of friendship and warmth and good fellowship. And a deeply devout night, too, of course.
Well, tonight then, Bing, I think we ought to get real nostalgic. Maybe even maudlin.
Oh, I think we might, yeah. I'm for the sentimental touch, you know, every time. Then let's say this is the night for sentiment and singing. And now to present our friends and neighbors who joined with us tonight. First caroler on hand, because she arrived with her husband, is Mrs. Paul Weston. Known to you devotees of the show world is Joe Stafford.
Merry Christmas, Bing. Ken, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
Joe. Merry Christmas, Joe.
And a special word to Rosemary Clooney. Rosie girl, I'm sorry you're bedded down with that flu bug and can't be here tonight, But I hope you're listening, because we all want to say get well and Merry Christmas.
That's sure right, Rosie. Take care of yourself now. We all miss you. And next to arrive...
I am Edgar Bergen, also a caroler.
Well, then enter Edgar Bergen.
I am a caroler, frosty, spangled, and chilled, anxious to join in the celebration.
Well, warm yourself at the fire, Edgar, and who's the little fellow with you there? Is he a caroler, too?
You darn tootin' I'm a caroler. I'm a tenor.
Oh, Charlie, I think you're a soprano.
I still think I'm a tenor. But Merry Christmas, Bergen. I'm not going to start a fight with you tonight, you know. It's tough enough to get a present out of you when we're chums.
Oh. Now, no beefs tonight, huh, Charlie?
No, sir, Mr. Crosby. You know, Bergen has been known to start a little trouble on Christmas Eve so he could sort of hold back in the gift department.
Now, Charlie, you know that Santa left you something last year.
Yes, he did. What he left me, he could have blown through the keyhole. A swallow could have dropped it off on his way to Capistrano.
Oh, Charlie.
You see, Mr. Crosby, you see how he's trying to pick a fight?
Here comes another strolling player, and I think her name, I think it's Catherine Crosby, isn't it?
Right you are, sire. I am a caroler eager and merry and anxious to join this happy hijinks of hilarity.
Well, move in, caroler Catherine.
Say, she's cute.
Charlie, that's Bing's wife.
Well, that doesn't prevent her from being cute, does it? Now, listen, Bergen, I warned you not to start a fight, or you're not going to get your present.
Well, I thought you were worried about not getting a present from me.
Well, I am. I'm worried about everything tonight. Tension is running very high.
Simmer, simmer, simmer down, if you will now, Charlie. It's time for a song from one of our top carolers, Miss Joe Stafford. Joe, take the solo part now. It's your turn.
Thanks, Bing. And the song is Winter Wonderland.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, come to stay. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Unafraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Great, great. You're in wonderful voice tonight, Miss Stafford.
Thanks again, Bing.
You know, when I hear songs like that, it sort of makes me feel a little sad.
Really? Sad?
Yeah, sad that out here where we live, there isn't any snow and there aren't any sleighs or sleigh bells.
It's more than evident that you haven't tried to cross Hollywood Boulevard around 7 o'clock in the evening recently.
Oh, you're so right, Bing.
Only in Hollywood can you find traffic backed up a half a mile on both sides while the genuine Santa Claus rides down the boulevard on his sleigh with more small fry packed along the curbs per square inch than you'd find at a backwoods swimming hole in midsummer.
Ah, Bing, that's pure poetry.
Isn't that sweet?
But there's no snow.
No use, Joe. Kid's a purist, I guess, all the way. But you know, talking about snow and Santa and all the things that fit the Currier and Ives prints of Christmas puts me in mind... Well, it puts me in mind to have a go at another old carol that paints a busy picture of this happy time. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. So why don't you all join me out there, huh? Sing out loud and clear now. Deck the halls, everybody.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Ah, yes, deck the halls, and dedicated to all of you out there who are still decking your halls and your trees, to all you last-minute harassed tree trimmers, package wrappers.
That frantic group will always be with us, won't they, Bing?
Some people are still doing their Christmas shopping, I'll bet.
You can bet that, Catherine. You'd win, too. You know, Christmas is something that never gets done until it's done.
Speaking of Christmas packages, Bing, and I guess you were, I'd like to inject a word or so at this time.
This time or any time, Kenneth?
Oh, that's what I mean, Bing. This time or any time. That word package is mighty important to INA agents.
Hey, why is that, Carpenter? Do INA agents get tied up all the time?
Charlie, you're interrupting Mr. Carpenter.
That's all right, Edgar. Let the little fellow speak. Everybody should ask about INA package insurance because it's so handy to have around the house and economical.
Sure, like roller skates, cookies, and frogman equipment for taking baths and all that jazz.
Charlie, you certainly live in a cozy little world of your own.
Well, it's home to me.
Exactly, Charlie. And the whole point of INA package insurance is to protect everything in that home, or to protect the life or the health of the people in it. There are INA package policies for home, health, car, and life.
I'll buy that, Carpenter. Or at least Bergen will.
Buy what, Charlie?
Some of that nice INA package insurance. You can put it in my stocking for Christmas, Dad.
You like that, would you, Charlie?
Yeah, sure would. After all, you're getting along in years and nobody lives forever. If you can't take care of me, INA will.
That's a big order. Is anybody capable of taking care of Charlie, INA, or anybody else?
Mr. Crosby, sir, if I might suggest, you make with the music and I'll ask the questions.
Well, that certainly sounds like a square deal, Charlie.
You know, Bing, there's another thing about Christmas. Some people take an organized viewpoint on Christmas, and some people take a disorganized viewpoint. Now, I prefer to be organized myself.
So do I. I like to get everything done and wrapped and delivered so I can sit down and relax 3 or 4 days before Christmas.
Are you listening, Ken, how these two carry on?
Yeah, they're taking a pretty smug attitude, if you ask me.
Oh, they're cool now, but wait till they discover all the little things they forgot.
Well, all Joe and I were trying to say was that there are some individuals who just insist upon confusion.
Oh, but such wonderful, wonderful confusion, you must admit.
Yes, it's panic and plum pudding.
It's chaos and candy cane.
Turmoil and turkey.
But we love it.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful at this season to see how the grown-ups, especially the men, appreciate the children's toys.
Well, we got to have a little fun, don't we? We got to live. Now, while Mrs. Crosby's right beside me here at the mic, I think it's sort of a propitious time to join her in a song that, well, we've rehearsed this thing a little bit, I think adequately. This is a very large item with the nursery set and a happy one for us all, too, but... Let's dedicate it to all the newly arrived children of the year.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall that most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
never saw it. You would even say it glowed.
Not a 60 water. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
"Say, I say there, Rudolph, Rudy, with your nose so bright, how about guiding my sleigh tonight?"
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history."
Ever since that Christmas Eve, children always say,
"Rudolph, with your nose so bright, please guide Santa's way tonight."
That's why the children love him,
and they holler out with glee,
"Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history."
That was very nice, Catherine. Very handy.
It was wonderful to sing with you, darling. Happy to be your guest.
Say, friends, wherever you are tonight, whether you're in the snows of New England or up in the Northwest, or on the warm tropical beaches of the Florida coast, I really hope that you're getting into the spirit of this Christmas sing. I don't mean just sitting back in your easy chair listening to us have all the fun. I mean throwing back your heads, opening up your hearts, and singing as loud or as pretty as you know how. Gang singing is a lot more fun than you'll ever know unless you give it a whirl sometime. So come on now, join me in the first Noel. If you don't know the words, well, hum a little, tap your feet, or gee whiz, do something. You ready? The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, Noel, Noel. Was fine.
Now, Joe Stafford and I want to take over with some of the Christmas songs that found their way into the hearts of boys and girls and, well, men and women, too, via the hit parade. You with me, Joe?
I'm with you, Bing.
Then we're off. We're off like Santa's reindeer.
Crack the whip, Paul.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, we had to give him a line. He read it well, too. He projects. Nicely. Well, away we go.
Incidentally, Bing, you can be the lead reindeer.
Oh, thank you. You're sweet. Drape a little tinsel over my antlers, will you? You can decorate me as I sing.
All right, here we go with the last minute trimming and decorating.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good.
so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Ooh.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. And blitzing and all his reindeer pulling on the rein.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
He got a bag filled with toys for the boys and girls again.
Sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight.
Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
That was jolly, Joe, real jolly.
Thank you, Bing. Rosie Clooney told me it'd be like this, but may I say that you're the nicest reindeer this reindeer ever worked with.
Okay, well, cut out then, Dancer. That is just for the moment, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, yes, we'll be back again. By the way, I didn't get your name.
Prancer.
Glad to know you, Prancer.
I'll see you around, Dancer.
I'll tell you one thing. We had a hard time pulling that sleigh with no snow.
That's the way it is at Christmas time, Joe. Sometimes it's just no snow, but in some localities, the land is blanketed with it. You know, the ideal coloring, really, I think, for Christmas. But in our mind's eye, actually, I think we can all picture a white Christmas.
Say, why don't you sing that?
Oh, I fully intend to.
In other words, you weren't doing all that build-up to sing Moon Over Miami, right?
No, I wasn't.
Tell you,
the
you're
Tennessee
a sly one.
Twist, either.
Sly one.
Oh, I really love this song.
Well, now, who doesn't?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Beautiful, Bing, beautiful. You sang it like you knew it.
Oh, Ken, there's one I don't really have to fake that one.
If I may cut in here, Ken, I'd like to say that White Christmas is just about a standard Christmas carol by now.
Certainly rates such status. Say, I wonder how White Christmas is selling.
Well, it's selling big at our house.
Okay, that's enough of the commercial on White Christmas. Irving Berlin will be very grateful, I'm sure.
We'll be back with more of our 7th annual Christmas Sing with Bing as soon as we've heard from all the lads at the locals across the nation. This is the CBS Radio Network. Here we are now back to the Christmas Sing with Bing. And Edgar Bergen, Joe Stafford, Catherine Crosby, Charlie McCarthy, Paul Weston, the Norman Luboff Choir, from London, the St. Michael's Choir, and yours truly, Ken Carpenter.
Merry, merry Christmas to all listening, and to all of you assembled at home and at the fireside.
Rejoice with us as we drag the Yule log into the great hall.
We are carol singers, maskers, and mummers.
Let us be gleeful, let us be gay, let us be of good cheer.
And let us open to presents.
Let us be grateful and devout in appreciation of the traditional spirit of Christmas.
You know, Bing, that word tradition is getting to mean a good deal on this program.
You're quite right, Ken. This is the 7th year that I've been singing on Christmas Eve for the Insurance Company of North America. Now, that's tradition.
Ah, yes.
And INA itself means a good deal in the way of tradition, too. You know, they're the oldest, strongest stock fire and marine insurance company in America. Born in Philadelphia back in 1792, which wasn't too long, I guess, after this country got underway. And personally, I find such a well-established tradition mighty reassuring when it comes to such a vital thing as insurance. So congratulations to the Insurance Company of North America and the more than 20,000 local independent agents and brokers who represent it. Long may they flourish, along with the wonderful reputation for service that INA has gained for itself over the years. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Stafford's going to take over here with another Christmas standard. The Christmas song. You quite ready, Joe?
All I need is a small introduction from the orchestra. Chestnuts roasting on an open Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, many
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. It's lovely. Makes a wonderful gift for all of us. Your rendition of this Christmas song, all done up in a big red ribbon with sprigs of holly and bright ornaments.
I'm overwhelmed at your beautifully gift-wrapped compliment. You're most cordial this evening, Bing.
It was a little wordy, wasn't it? But it's a night for cordiality, Joe, and close fellowship and fondness for one another. Now to present our guest singers for this auspicious evening, the St. Michael's Choir from London, England.
Oh, we have imported carols tonight.
Oh, imported, domestic, my dear, taped right in jolly old England. You know me, nothing but the best.
You are in an expansive mood this evening, aren't you?
Oh, I go all the way. Got carried away, you know, by Christmas like everyone else. But now to Christmas Eve in London. London is baubled, bangled, and bedecked with Christmas decoration. The Thames reflects tinsel and lights of many colors. Well, almost all of London, except in the city. Down on Threadneedle Street in Cornhill, all is darkness and silence. This is the financial district. In these cold, deserted canyons, warm lights glow from the windows ahead of us. Windows of an ancient edifice that is almost swallowed up by the big buildings. This is St. Michael's Church, whose choir, directed by Dr. Harold E. Dark, sings Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Ding Dong Merrily on High, in heaven all bells are ringing. Ding Dong Verily the sky is rimmed with angels singing.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It was wonderful to have the privilege of hearing from you tonight. And our thanks to Dr. Dark for his organ accompaniment. Say, Edgar Bergen, just a minute here. Could I have a word with you?
You certainly can. What's up?
Well, it just occurs to me that you and I have something pretty much in common. You're a new father this year.
Well, yes. Thank you for mentioning it, Bing. Yes, I am a new proud father this year.
Stop taking bows, Bergen. Crosby's a new father every year.
Now, just take it easy, Charlie.
I'm not going to make a slip tonight. Don't worry about that.
I wish every night were Christmas Eve.
Oh, I couldn't stand the strain. I'd crack up sooner or later.
You know, next year, Bing, maybe we could have some of the new children on the show. I could bring along my son Chris to gurgle and coo, and you could bring your new son Nathaniel to make some sounds and gleeful utterances, you suppose?
Yeah, now wouldn't that make some wonderful duet? Gee!
Well, Bing, I don't know about Nathaniel, but certainly Mary Frances and Tex would be ready for an appearance next year.
You're brave.
I think they could get up a carol, don't you think?
I don't know.
Kids, kids, what do we need more kids on this show?
You're not jealous of other children, are you, Charlie?
Well, no, Mrs. Crosby. There's not a jealous bone in my body.
Now, just a moment, Charles. If I recall correctly, you used to be quite jealous of your sister, Candy.
Me jealous?
You know, Bing, back when my little daughter, Candy, was about 9 years old, I had a terrible time with Charlie.
No, he was jealous of Candy?
You wouldn't believe it. I remember that for her 9th birthday, I promised her she could come on my radio show with me.
And Charlie flipped?
Yes, he was no help to her, that's for sure. I asked her to learn that wonderful Christmas poem the night before Christmas, and since Charlie was so upset about it, I told him he could learn it, too. And he and Candy could recite it in front of the audience.
Well, that was very understanding, Edgar.
Yes, it was more than that, Bing. With Charlie, it was self-defense. But I'll never forget what happened when Candy and Charlie finally stood up in front of that vast audience on Christmas Eve in 1955.
Gosh, I wish I could hear it.
Oh, you can, Kenneth. You can indeed. This is Christmas. Miracles are yours for the asking on this night of nights.
I'd need an audience, Bing.
Oh, you'll have one, Edgar. The same one, in fact, that you had then.
Oh, good. And stage with lights?
Yeah. Look, Bing, I can almost see it.
You can see it, Ken. Just use your imagination and listen very carefully. To a Christmas Eve in 1955.
And now, Charlie and Candy, remember, I asked both of you to learn that wonderful poem, The Night Before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And, Charlie, did you memorize it?
Well, I tell you, yes, part of it.
Part of it?
Yes. I've been sick a good deal, but I worked on it.
Yes, I see. Which part?
The title. Oh, the title, yes.
Daddy, I studied hard and memorized the whole thing.
Why don't you get lost? Now, wait a
So you memorized the whole poem, Candy? Yeah, now, she may be young, but she's way beyond her years in intelligence.
Yeah, I hate middle-aged kids.
Yeah. I'll tell you, children, I'm going to give you each a very wonderful present if you will recite the poem right now on this program.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And you can take alternate lines. I think that will be interesting. You start it, Candy.
Well, of course.
All right. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house.
Yeah. Charlie?
Huh?
Yeah?
Well, oh, there's more?
Yes.
Hey, pal. Hey, buddy. Hey, kiddo. What's the next line?
Not a creature was stirring.
Yeah. I got it. Not a creature was stirring. Not even a louse. No, a mouse.
Candy, my dear?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
And the leave me to room could stand some fresh air. No.
No. In hopes that Saint who?
Saint Vitus, no, no. Saint Bernard,
no.
Saint Paul,
no.
Minneapolis, no, no. I'm on the wrong track.
You certainly are.
Well, I tried, gee whiz.
Continue.
The children were nestled, all snug in their bed.
And shoot if you must, his old gray head.
No. Please, Charlie, think of me.
Oh, bald head.
No. Now, Charlie, you know the part about Santa Claus where he rides through the sky?
Oh, yeah. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease, the jolly fat man with the red DVDs.
That is completely wrong.
Well, few of us are perfect.
Yes, yes. Candy, will you help him out?
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter.
I tore open the shutter and threw up the sash.
And now comes the reindeer. What about the reindeer?
Yeah, what about them? Yeah.
What were their names?
There were Dancer and Prancer.
Yeah, Dancer, Prancer, Dandruff, and Blintzes. No, no. Thunder and Lightning. No.
What did Santa say? You know, on Dancer, on Prancer.
Oh, yeah. On Dancer, on Prancer, and what do you know? Prancer came in and paid $2.20 to show.
Candy. Not my little Candy.
I taught her that.
Yeah, I... You taught her that.
Yes, yes.
Well, it'd been better if you'd spent a little more time learning the poem instead.
Don't you get it, Bergen? We both know the darn thing.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
We were only teasing you, Daddy.
I see. Well, you two are always thinking of some monkey business.
Yeah, we're busy.
Yeah. You should have greater respect for your father.
Why?
Why? Well, I've been given a very rare talent.
You have?
Yes.
Why do you hide it?
No, I don't. I am a great ventriloquist.
Oh.
Yes, I am one of the few people in the world who can throw their voices. You see, I can throw my voice upstairs. I can throw my voice under the stage if I wish.
Is that so?
Yes.
You mean like this, Daddy? Hello, Joe, you down there?
You, what do you want, Candy?
Oh, no, not you, Joe.
Ah, yes, that brings back a lot of memories.
Yes, memories of the time when everyone in America planned their Sunday afternoon around Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. That was a warm experience, Edgar, and thank you for bringing it to us. Now, if I may, I'll join the Norman Luboff Choir and Paul Weston and the orchestra in Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Wow, Bing, that was real great. I'll tell you, I'll bet kids throughout our whole vast audience loved that.
Oh, just the children?
Oh, I mean the grown-up children like us, too.
You mean everybody enjoyed it. Is that it, Ken?
Well, yes, Bing, if you insist.
I do indeed. You know how touchy I am about Jingle Bells. I think everybody ought to like that.
Oh, come on now, Bing. You don't fool me for a second.
I don't?
No. You like to act touchy and petulant sometimes.
Petulant?
Yeah, but even without the white beard, you're a Santa Claus at heart.
You found me out.
Yes, sir. Come to think of it, there are plenty of other Santa Clauses, but you have to know how to recognize them. Usually, they don't sport white beards either. They almost never sport a red suit, and they work almost all the time, not just Christmas Eve.
That's interesting, Ken. How many would you say there were?
At last count, I should say upwards of 20,000.
Well, a goodly company, I might say.
Very goodly. They're the independent agents and brokers who represent INA and can usually be spotted by that big letter I posted in the windows or walls of their offices. Your neighbors who provide insurance protection in your community. You know, this is really their program and a very nice Christmas gesture, if I may say so.
Yes, and very Santa Clausish too.
Not true, Joe. And they have the same amazing capacity as Santa Claus for getting there when they're needed and wanted.
Did it come down the chimney?
Well, no, not usually. They can pop in the door just as quickly.
I guess that's just as good.
It sure is. Joe, how many families do you suppose are waiting for Santa Claus tonight?
Oh, my goodness, I have no idea.
Oh, me either. And in the same way, it would be impossible to guess how many families this evening are having a happier Christmas simply because sometime during the past year, an INA agent, exactly the same as Santa Claus, came around at the right time.
I know a lot of people out my way who couldn't agree more, especially after that fire last month. Well,
you can always depend on an INA agent to come a-running when you need him. He may not arrive on a reindeer sled, but he'll be there and quick to help you any way he can.
Wise words, Ken. Very sage. But now, according to my watch, time's drawn to a close. One more Christmas Eve added to our long list of get-togethers, friends. So will you all join me on our closing selection? And to me, it's the most fitting song of all to celebrate the festival of the birth of Christ.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother. heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quail.
Edgar, I'd like to thank you for dropping by to join us tonight on this seventh Christmas Sing.
It was very pleasant, Bing.
And thanks to all you nice friends and neighbors for dropping in to help us enjoy our annual Sing. It's our way of wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas on behalf of the more than 20,000 agents and brokers who represent the Insurance Company of North America. From them, from Edgar, Joe, Catherine, Paul Weston, Norman Luboff, Rosemary Clooney, who I'm sure is with us in spirit, all the lads and lassies in the choir and the orchestra, and from yours truly, Bing Crosby, the best of everything tomorrow and in the new year. Now, just one last-minute thought in closing. One of the Christmas quotes of the year, I think, comes from the London Daily Express. There's so little magic in the world. Let us encourage it in our children just as long as we can.
Happy holidays! Happy holidays! The merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
We hope you enjoyed this seventh annual Christmas Sing with Bing, and that you'll all have the merriest Christmas yet. Until next year, this is Ken Carpenter saying that Christmas Sing came to you from Hollywood and London, England. Written and produced by Sam Pierce and Bill Morrow, directed by Myrtle McKenzie, and has been presented over the combined facilities of the CBS Radio Network and the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and will be broadcast over the Armed Forces Radio Network and the Voice of America.
Happy holiday to you! Ooh.